Luke chapter 24, verses 13 to 16. Now that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing him. This past Sunday, we celebrated Easter. For many, it is just a cause for another public holiday, or that time when we eat lots of bun and cheese. However, Easter, in its commemoration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, is at the heart of Christianity. It is at the heart of hope. The Lord is risen. He is risen indeed. When we celebrate Easter, we reaffirm that the resurrection of Jesus is a solid fact of history. Over 500 witnesses were alive at the time of the writing of the Gospel and other Bible books that teach on the resurrection. These persons could easily have refuted this claim if it was not so. The Roman seal on the tomb, which was the most secure of its kind, was broken. The huge stone sealing the tomb was moved in such a way that was not humanly possible. He is alive, and because he lives, we can face tomorrow. These two disciples, walking to Emmaus, were troubled by the recent happenings in Jerusalem, and although Jesus knew everything, he nevertheless allowed them to continue talking about everything that was troubling them for the whole 7 mile journey. When we are sad and troubled, the Lord waits for us to talk to him, and he will come to us as a God who cares and understands. So today, talk to him about your troubles and allow him to supply your needs. He is the risen Lord, and he is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we may ever ask or think. Please join us next week.